and I have a couple of guests in the studio this morning. As a matter of fact, the CEO of the Mexico Area Chamber of Commerce, Dana Keller, is in, and also the volunteer coordinator for C2C, the Teron Liu Initiative, Deanne Gould, is in this morning as well. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. We had announced yesterday plans for the 8th annual Teron Liu Community Day of Service. We're pretty excited about this as this comes around every year. Dana Keller, you kind of got everything off and rolling about 8 years ago. Remind us just a little bit about the Day of Service and what goes on in the community.
Well, first, let me tell you really quickly how it began. As a chamber, we were trying to figure out what in the world do you do for Coach Liu, because in the biggest moments of his life, he always stops and says, shout out to Mexico, Missouri. We turned it on like Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms. I mean, everybody was looking up Mexico, Missouri. So there were a lot of obvious choices, but the school district gave him a letter jacket. The city gave him a key to the city, and we just couldn't figure it out. Like, what do we do for Coach Liu? And he always gives back to us, so we thought a community day of service would be the perfect way to start. And it started off with a bang, and we've gone every year except the year that school wasn't in with COVID. So
yep, absolutely. The announcement has been made. It's going to be taking place on September the 20th. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. September 20th, which is also homecoming.
All right. Now, for the first year, C2C, the Teron Liu Initiative, is going to be getting involved with this and helping out, collaborating, if you will. Deanne Gould, we're going to bring you in because you have kind of an initiative. The schools have been very involved with this over the past several years, but you would like to see maybe some of the businesses get a little more involved this year, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how you plan on maybe getting some of those businesses involved and what you would like to see them do for the Day of Service, if you will.
C2C will be reaching out to the businesses that are chamber members, either through a phone call or through a personal visit, and we will be asking them what they would like to do for the Day of Service. Hopefully they are willing to get out into the community and be seen in, you know, whatever is organic to their business. But then they may not have ideas for that, or maybe they want to do something internally instead, which is more than fine. And if they would like to have volunteers come to their business and maybe provide a service for them, that is also, we're looking for all kinds of opportunities.
Outstanding. We know that there was an email out about getting shirts for students for the Community Day of Service. Kind of give us an update on how that's going this morning, if you will.
Sure. The chamber will provide shirts for students who are kindergarten through fifth grade students. And then my organization will provide shirts for those in middle school. And then at the high school, this year the high school is doing something a little different, very excited about it. They are actually doing a week of service since that is homecoming. And so they will be able to sign up and go in and do different projects. So it'll be a classroom that is closed off. They will have options of about 4 to 5 projects, and then they go in, spend that particular class hour performing that particular project. Immediately, so when they finish with that project on that day, they will receive a Teron Liu wristband, and it also will say Bulldog Serves. And then if they want, they have the choice of ordering a t-shirt. Now, the t-shirt won't come until after the Day of Service because we have to order those, and we also have to know that they actually participated and how many we'll need. But they will receive that probably around the beginning of October, but then they'll have it for the rest of the year, just like the other school students.
Absolutely. Dana, I know one thing that Coach Liu enjoys is seeing some of those photos from the Day of Service. The chamber would like to have people send those photos in. Tell people how they can do that, if you will.
We would appreciate it if you want to email the pictures to the chamber, if you have access, easy access to our email address. If you don't, if you share those pictures on any social media platform, you can hashtag them. That's not just for Twitter. For anybody who might not know, that's the number sign and then Tyloo Serves 24. And then we can do a search and we're able to pull those pictures together. And that's just a cool way that we can accumulate everything and show Coach Liu a list of here are the projects and here are some images to go along with that. There's everybody, time, talent, treasure. Like, everybody has something to give. It could be carrying in trash bins for your neighbor. It could be buying coffee at Scooters. It could be a project that impacts the whole community. It could be just a natural fit for your business. There's so many ways to give back on that day, and we get really excited about it.
Yes, we are super excited about it, and on the 20th, I think we're going to be talking about it a little bit more and maybe kind of highlight some of the businesses that get involved and maybe some of the kids around the district that get involved with that. So we will talk to you guys again soon, but we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
You.